What if everything we thought we knew about mental illness was incomplete? Dr. Christopher Palmer's groundbreaking theory suggests that mental disorders, from depression to schizophrenia, are fundamentally metabolic disorders of the brain. This revelation emerged when one of his patients with treatment-resistant schizoaffective disorder experienced dramatic symptom improvement after starting a ketogenic diet for weight loss. This unexpected observation launched Palmer on a journey that culminated in the brain energy theory, connecting seemingly disparate conditions through a common pathway, brain energy production and mitochondrial function. With nearly 800 million people worldwide suffering from mental health disorders and traditional treatments showing modest benefits for many, this paradigm shift couldn't come at a more crucial time. The mental health crisis is reaching alarming proportions. 1 in 5 Americans has a diagnosed mental or substance use disorder, with lifetime prevalence approaching 50%. These numbers are growing rapidly. Young adults saw a 40% rise in mental illness between 2008-2017, while adolescent depression increased 68%. The pandemic has only accelerated these trends. The societal costs are enormous, $2.5 trillion in 2010, projected to reach $6 trillion by 2030. Depression now surpasses cardiovascular disease and cancer as the most disabling illness. The suffering extends to families, often resulting in divorce, caregiver burnout, and homelessness. Despite billions in research funding, progress remains elusive. Former NIH Director Dr. Tom Insel acknowledged that even after spending $20 billion during his 13-year tenure, they failed to move the needle on outcomes, highlighting the urgent need for fresh approaches. Mental disorders show remarkable overlap, with about half of diagnosed individuals having multiple conditions. Depression and anxiety frequently co-occur. 68% of people with major depression also meet criteria for an anxiety disorder. This pattern appears across all demographics, suggesting shared underlying mechanisms. This comorbidity extends beyond related conditions. People with anxiety disorders have an 8 to 13-fold increased risk of later developing schizophrenia. Similarly, 70% of people with autism have at least one additional mental disorder, and nearly 50% have two or more. A comprehensive Danish study of nearly 6 million people revealed that having any mental disorder dramatically increases the chances of developing another, with odds ratios between 2 and 30 times higher, even for seemingly unrelated conditions like schizophrenia and eating disorders. Researchers identified the P factor, P for general psychopathology, a single common pathway that predicts vulnerability to any mental disorder. This suggests mental health vulnerability operates on a spectrum similar to general intelligence, with the answer potentially lying in our cells' energy production. The bidirectional relationship between mental and metabolic disorders is striking. People with schizophrenia have triple the risk of diabetes, while those with depression are 60% more likely to develop it. Conversely, diabetics are 2 to 3 times more likely to experience major depression, with episodes lasting 4 times longer. Mental disorders and obesity form a troubling cycle. Though most patients aren't obese when first diagnosed, eventually 62% with schizophrenia and 50% with bipolar disorder become obese, compared to 27% in the general population. The mortality impact is severe. People with serious mental disorders die 13 to 30 years earlier than expected, primarily from metabolic conditions rather than suicide. Even mild mental disorders reduce lifespans, with men losing 10 years on average and women 7. These connections extend to neurological conditions. Depression doubles the risk of Alzheimer's, while schizophrenia increases it 20-fold by age 66. People with epilepsy are 3 to 6 times more likely to have anxiety disorders, and 55% experience depression. These interconnections between mental, metabolic, and neurological disorders suggest a common underlying pathway. The answer may lie in structures found in every cell of your body. Mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cell, are crucial to mental health. Originally independent bacteria engulfed by archaea billions of years ago, this evolutionary event enabled all complex life and created a perfect symbiosis with human cells. Brain cells contain thousands of mitochondria, occupying up to 40% of cellular volume. They make up about 10% of our body weight and produce 9 times 10 to the 20 ATP molecules every second. Beyond energy production, mitochondria regulate cellular function by controlling calcium levels that serve as cellular on-off switches. When dysfunctional, cellular activation becomes irregular. They provide energy and building blocks for key neurotransmitters, including acetylcholine, glutamate, dopamine, and serotonin. Mitochondria are essential for immune function and coordinate stress responses, controlling cortisol levels, sympathetic nervous system function, inflammation, and hippocampal gene expression. For decades, scientists focused on the nucleus or cell membrane as control centers, overlooking mitochondria. Yet these dynamic organelles, the only ones that move and interact with all cellular components, may be key to understanding mental health. Evidence clearly shows mitochondria don't function properly in people with mental disorders. This dysfunction manifests in various ways, similar to how a car can be dysfunctional for different reasons. Mitochondrial malfunction impacts the brain through 5 key mechanisms. First, decreased cell maintenance. Cells need constant energy for self-maintenance, with about 1/3 of brain ATP dedicated to housekeeping. When mitochondria fail, issues like protein misfolding emerge, problems observed across disorders from schizophrenia to Alzheimer's. Second, overactive brain functions. Paradoxically, mitochondrial dysfunction can cause brain regions to become hyperexcitable, manifesting as seizures, chronic pain, and symptoms in PTSD, schizophrenia, autism, and OCD. Third, underactive brain functions. When mitochondria falter, brain cells can't effectively produce and release neurotransmitters and hormones, explaining altered neurotransmitter levels in mental disorders. Fourth, developmental problems. Mitochondrial malfunction during critical hardwiring periods prevents normal brain development, explaining neurodevelopmental disorders like autism. Finally, cell shrinkage and death. When mitochondria decline, cells become stressed, parts shrink, and eventually die, explaining why people with chronic mental disorders show premature brain aging. The brain energy approach to mental health focuses on fixing the environment where metabolism operates. Like a flower needing proper soil, we must address conditions affecting mitochondrial function: diet, exercise, stress, light, sleep, hormones, inflammation, relationships, and purpose. Treatment strategies include removing factors that dysregulate mitochondria, correcting metabolic imbalances, and improving metabolism through mitochondrial biogenesis and mitophagy. Consider Mildred, diagnosed with schizophrenia at 17. Despite medications, she remained severely disabled, attempted suicide multiple times, and reached 330 pounds. At 70, after 53 years of suffering, her doctor recommended a ketogenic diet for weight loss. Within 2 weeks, her psychotic symptoms dramatically improved. Voices subsided, and she could hear birds singing again. Her symptoms went into full remission. She tapered off all psychiatric medications, lost 150 pounds, and regained independence. The brain energy theory extends beyond brain function to metabolism and mitochondria. By recognizing mental disorders as metabolic disorders of the brain, we can restore brain energy by normalizing metabolism and mitochondrial function. The possibilities for healing expand tremendously when we view these disorders as energy crises in our most power-hungry organ, not just chemical imbalances.